Good morning and welcome back to the first day on 93 WIBC, brought to you by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. They are the professionals in the Big Black Trucks, bigblacktrucks.com. They are also, after 50 years of business and owned by family, they are also an Indiana original. And here to talk about her company, Indiana Originals, Mel McMahon is back. Hello, Mel.
Terry, I've missed you so much.
I really haven't missed you at all.
Oh, shush.
I'm kidding you. Honestly, I am kidding you. I have missed you, and it's great. This is the one of the few reasons I like Facebook, and that is that I can keep up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see what you're doing and see where you're going and see Baby B and Lance and everybody. So,
oh, yeah, and I love getting your dog pictures.
And then me with the family dog. She's starting to get more loving and affectionate, so I'm going to post more.
Oh, good.
Before she was just
tearing your
wild
house up.
Rescue. Yes, that's for sure. Listen, IndianaOriginals.com, we've got a very special guest we can't wait for you to meet. We're going to keep her here for the half hour, too.
We sure do. Our mission at Indiana Originals is to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana. And we do that by helping you support local businesses faster and easier. But that community part is what's most important to us. You probably heard that when we did the WIBC Radiothon for the Salvation Army. Terry, we raised over $300,000. It was insane.
It was a great year for fundraisers. Across the state.
Yes.
Which is a sign that economically everybody's doing fairly well, enough that they can donate. And that's for happier times. As divisive and everything is right now, it really was so gratifying. And we are so grateful that you all really came through this year. And I know for every fundraiser, big year.
$316,628.90.
Wow. Incredible.
It was huge. And so much good can be done with that money. And, you know, sometimes it's not about your treasure. It could be about your times or your talents. And we have a very talented young lady in our studio today, Miss Indiana USA.
So cool.
Thank you so much for joining us. Yes. Now, do you use your real name, too, or do you just want to be Miss Indiana USA?
I mean, that's easy to go by, and it's kind of fun. But people that know me call me actually Letty.
Letty, okay.
This Letty, but my really close friends call me Letty.
Well, there we go. Can we be close friends? We'll call you Letty.
Alexis, Letty is a cool name.
Isn't it
How
neat?
Many, I don't know any other Lettys, or have I ever seen that anywhere?
My proctor, my freshman year at my boarding school, from Africa, actually, her name was Letetigus, and we called her Letty.
Letetigus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and she spoke like 6 different languages. She was fascinating. All the international students were definitely having a hard time because they would speak their native language, not thinking she'd know what they were saying. It was fascinating.
I love the name. Where are you from?
I'm from New Albany, Indiana.
Is that where they have the all-you-can-eat Kentucky Fried Chicken buffet?
Oh, well, yeah, at KFC.
They have buffets down that.
What?
Down in,
where you I believe just, that.
You know,
I believe that.
No, we don't have buffet. No. We don't have the Kentucky Fried Chicken buffet.
She just moved here a week ago, Terry. So we have a lot of introductions
to make
for her. She just moved to Indianapolis a week ago.
I'm new. I have no friends. So.
We need to fix Letty's mic, but she's saying that she has no friends. And look her up on Facebook, and she'd love to be your friend. Right?
That's why we're going to hang out all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
All right, Letty, you're from New Albany.
Yes.
How did you make your way to Indianapolis? What was the path that you took?
So this is about a 4-year path. I went to George Washington University where I graduated. I played volleyball there on a full ride scholarship. And George Washington's in D.C. After I graduated from G-Dub, I went and played volleyball overseas in Switzerland, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That for how long?
I was just there for 2 months. So their regular season starts about September, but it was mid-season, and I went over there to try and play pro. So I just got to practice with the team while a girl was injured. So I wasn't there for a full season, but a little bit, and it was so much fun. I went to Slovenia, Austria, Switzerland, and the UK.
Man,
nice.
That's so cool.
It was.
What did you bring back? Lots of souvenirs?
I brought back a lot of chocolate.
At a girl.
Good choice.
Girl after my own heart.
Good choice.
The Swiss make it different over there. It's just so good. And it feels healthy. It's definitely not, but it feels healthy.
I mean, and the scenery is beautiful.
Oh my gosh. It was amazing. I really liked Austria.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where the hills are alive.
Yes.
With the sound of music.
They were. And the Olympics were there. I think like the Winter Olympics were there 2 times or 3 times. Something. A large amount.
Oh,
maybe 4.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you got to do that.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then I came back to the U.S. I went to New York at the end of Fashion Week. I didn't get to walk in like the official New York Fashion Week, but like the after Fashion Week, you know. And then after that, I moved out to L.A. And I moved out there because I want to be a game show host one day.
Don't you think she'd be great?
I really do.
I think Wheel of Fortune could use a sub at any point in time.
Yeah.
She'd be fabulous.
That's pretty cool. So that's a great dream.
Right.
Love it.
Right. Because it's a male-dominated field. I'm all about woman empowerment and messing up the system and inspiring other women to chase after their dreams, even if they don't see themselves in that field yet.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I guess I became Miss Indiana. So leading up to coming to Indianapolis was really weird. I wasn't actually planning on being Miss Indiana USA or competing. I went to the actual New York Fashion Week this past September, and I walked in it for the first time. Woo woo!
Wow.
It was amazing.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, represent. And somebody in my line was like, "Hey, do you do pageants?" And I was like, "No." Like, went, "No." And they're like, "I think you should. I think you'd be really good in the USA circuit." And I was like, "Okay, thanks, appreciate it, bye." And then I had a best friend from GW whose sister had won Miss Puerto Rico a few years back. And he's like, "My sister said something that you need to compete as Miss Indiana. If you live in LA any longer, you won't be able to compete anymore in Indiana." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, you're right. Whatever." I was looking for a new roommate in LA. And the girl that came to check out my place happened to be Miss Alaska USA.
No way.
Yes.
It's destiny.
It was crazy. Oh, there's another sign. Don't worry. Hold on. And I was like, "Oh my gosh." And she's like, "You should definitely do it. It will help you grow into a great person and yada yada." And I was like, "Ah." And then I got a text from one of my friend's moms who's a pageant coach. And she was like, "Hey, have you looked up when the date is for Miss Indiana USA?" And I was like, "You know what? I'm going to just look it up. I'll look it up. We'll see when it is."
All the signs were there.
Oh. The signs were there, sister. I looked it up. I looked it up, and it was the end of the same month that my lease was up.
No way.
I was like, "Okay, God, I see you.
That's it.
I hear you." I was like, "I'm going to just drop everything and do this." So I kind of applied a little bit on the later side of the pageant, you know, registration.
Right.
And I gave it my all for a solid, I'm going to be honest, I prepared a lot, but prepared in a very dense amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped everything for 2 weeks. I dropped, you know, going to auditions. I dropped making content. I dropped hanging out with friends, going out. I woke up at 8 a.m. every morning or sooner, and then I went to bed around 10 every night, and I would walk in the morning at my gym at LA Fitness in front of everybody in like a bathing suit and the mirrors. People, I would get some interesting comments, but you have to do what you have to do if you want to win.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I would do that, and I would have Remy, who was my pageant coach, my friend's mom who offered, and she would call me every day, and we'd practice everything. And stuff that you don't think matters in a pageant matters. It's such small things, like the way you stand or the way your feet are turned when you come and on the runway, or even the way you talk to the judges. You know, you really have to start with, "I," and you can't repeat the question, and everything revolves around coming back to you because you don't want to put your opinion on anyone else and not say you. And there's just so much stuff I learned.
It's a lot of pressure.
Oh,
my
God. It's
under a lot of pressure. Okay, listen, let's take a break.
More.
Yeah, more. I want you to stick around for just a little bit longer.
All right, sounds
okay,
good.
Okay, great. That is Miss Indiana USA. She is definitely an Indiana original. Mel McMahon, the original Indiana original, indianaoriginals.com, and me. We'll be back after this on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.